Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Paul Watson over in England is being threatened with arrest for his speech. That's right, threatened for arrest in the supposed free country where there really isn't free speech. More and more, they're attacking it savagely. Paul Watson being threatened with arrest. We'll tell you about that coming up in the next segment. Also, feds to collect DNA from every person they arrest in the United States. Guilty until proven innocent. But that's a shill within a shill. Everyone in the United States for 35 years is in a federal DNA database illegally. The government is criminal. It is the essence of criminality and wickedness and hate. As the Founding Fathers said, which is why FEMA all over the nation and on video says they are bad. FBI email says Bush signed executive order authorizing torture, including the torture of children sexually, which I know you defend. I've heard folks defend that. Yes, you certainly are in Beelzebub's camp, aren't you? Chertoff says fingerprints aren't personal data. Everyone will be in the DNA and, of course, fingerprint database. They can frame you how they want, when they want. They've got the willingness to rule and dominate and point guns at people. They're in control. Cell phone cover-up, is your brain at risk? More and more studies admit it's giving you massive brain tumors. But, hey, I use mine this morning. I'm not stopping. I've been, in a Pavlovian fashion, habitualized to it. I'm fully under their control. Literally, I'm a slave. More airports to use whole-body imaging machines. Many airports have the machines that scan your body naked into hard drive disk. And now it's going to go into almost every major airport. And they will force you and your family to be in their database naked. That's right. Triple X photos of you and your family, all part of the humiliation and the journey towards total enslavement. More airports to use whole body imaging machines. CNN reports on that. More concerns raised about D.C. surveillance network plan. They're saying, oh, there's 5,000 cameras in D.C. and, oh, Homeland Security wants to use them. Again, the feds paid to have those put in. They've always surveilled you. They've been reading your license plates for a decade, scanning you in real time. They're just now making the announcement, slaves. Also, an interesting video put together by somebody on YouTube. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com. We're going to play this clip later in the second hour. I'm going to spend probably 30 minutes on this. New American Theology of Civil Submission, with different clips of preachers on TV saying, submit, be a slave to the government. Slavery is what the Lord wants for you. Now, I know a lot of you aren't Christians, but even if you don't believe in the Bible, the point is, supposedly 80% of Americans say they do. And they are being taught by 26,000 paid preachers by FEMA to hand their guns in, to let their families be split up, and that all government, all authority is God. Of course, that's the complete opposite of the Bible, common sense, founding fathers, everything else. According to them, you should submit to Antichrist because he is the government. And it says the church will submit and take the mark. Of course they will. They'll be told to. It's of the Lord. Churches nationwide and worldwide are putting in thumb scanners to go into church. Preachers get up on TV and say, taking the chip is of the Lord. Pat Robertson says, it's good. It's not bad. Retina scanning's not bad. We have the video clips. You're not of the Lord. You don't have your chip of the Lord. So we'll be playing that. Also, World Bank tackles food emergency. Oh, yes, with new global taxes. When the World Bank policy is starvation in State Department Memorandum 200. But first, when we get back, Paul Watson needs to be arrested, they say, in England. Will Paul be arrested? Will Prison Planet go away on the other side of this break?
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alimax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're live. 8 minutes into this first hour, a four-hour transmission. Jason Burmis talking about some very important information, making a very important little announcement. Will be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. We're going to be talking about the economy. We're going to be talking about the latest revelations in Israel with Netanyahu saying that 9/11 helped Israel. A lot of other amazing statements that are being made out there. So a big broadcast lined up for you today. But I thought I would first read this news article and then get into the threat. And we've gotten several threats along these lines. And it has to be taken extremely seriously because in England, they do arrest you for free speech. So let me go ahead and give you the headline and read the article that has people threatening to have Paul Watson arrested. Okay, let's go ahead and get into it now. Offensive gay blood donation ban could be overturned despite AIDS risk. Now, this is the headline, and offensive is in question marks or in quotation marks. Homosexual lobbyists decry homophobic law, say right to give blood more important than 50% increase in HIV infections it would create. Now, 4 years ago, the front cover story in the Rolling Stone magazine had an article called Bug Chasers about gift givers and gift receivers and how they tattoo on their bicep that they've got HIV, and those are the superstars, and everyone at these clubs runs up and wants to be given AIDS, given HIV. Now, that's in the Rolling Stone. I guess they should be arrested. And it was actually a gay man that wrote the article saying how horrible and dangerous and bad this is. Now, when the government decided to cook up AIDS, HIV, they used the vector through smallpox vaccinations and hepatitis vaccinations in New York City in the 1970s, and that's all come out. Was that loving of the government, using you as a vector because you have, on average, more than 100 partners a year? And then you get arrested for saying that. It is risky behavior. If you make a moral judgment in England and say you believe that it's bad, you are arrested. If you read out of the Bible where it says it's bad, you're arrested. But even if you say, you know what, this is risky, dangerous behavior, you are arrested. And we've written articles, we posted articles, BBC articles, where if you say, hey, rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims, the government says they decide when the word homosexual is derogatory because the scientific-sounding term now the ignorant population thinks is a slang. That's a new thing they do to control languages. They make scientific terms slang and racist or sexist. So this is a way to shut down free speech. It starts with, well, you're not for Nazis heiling Hitler and firebombing people. Well, no. And then, of course, the feds carried out the firebombings in Germany in the 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, mainstream news. And then they ban running around screaming Heil Hitler. Then they ban saying Holocaust didn't happen. Then they ban criticizing Israel. Then they ban criticizing the German government. Then they ban protesting in England. Then they ban, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So Paul has written a Bug Chaser article before, too. And he got a lot of hate email over it saying he should be arrested. But we have other people saying, no, they're filing with the police and he needs to be arrested. And when a complaint is made, the police do come out. I actually hope this happens. I'm sure Paul does. We've had discussions about this because he does write for PrisonPlanet.com in the UK. Because it's another illustration of this hardcore tyranny. The government can murder who they want, engage in what corruption they want, take the liberties, get rid of Magna Carta. But if you write an article quoting scientists and mainstream news about how it infects the blood supply, you will get arrested. But the bigger issue here is the mindset of people saying, I may file a complaint, or I'm going to file a complaint, and you need to be arrested. It is the mindset of these people thinking this is liberty and freedom. So let's read the article that people want Paul Watson arrested for in England, in Sheffield right now. Offensive gay blood donation ban, that's what the media is saying, could be overturned despite AIDS risk. Homosexual lobbyists decry homophobic law, say right to give blood more important than 50% increase in AIDS infections would create. HIV infections. Homosexual rights advocates, that word gets you arrested right there, are trying to get a ban overturned on accepting blood donations from gay and bisexual men in the UK because it is offensive, despite the fact that such a change would increase the risk of HIV infection by 50%. By the way, you're also arrested in England if you speak out and say that promiscuity is dangerous. That is considered hateful, and you're just arrested, period. So that's all part of the freedom. I mean, go in England, just talk to someone on the street corner. Cops run over and start saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you congregating? Give me your name. You're going in a database right now. I mean, it's East Germany, folks. which is power-freaking, mainly foreigners who have now been brought into the police department, ruling. And literally, you'll have foreigners all around you gibbering at you. Ha, 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 we have the power now. You have nothing, slave. We rule. We serve the government. Here it's just criminals, felons right out of the penitentiaries is who they create the police and military forces with now. Oh, yeah, you didn't know they're hiring masses of felons for the police to rule? You have to have criminals that are willing to carry this out. Despite the fact that such a change would increase the risk of HIV infection by 50%, the latest example of political correctness, lunacy, that is endangering society. Rob McDowell, a campaigner on gay rights, has branded current blood transfusion policy homophobic for not accepting blood from men who have homosexual relationships, reports the Scotsman. This outdated, homophobic, and offensive rule must be changed to allow gay and bisexual men to give the gift of life, added McDowell. Okay, they stopped it in the late 80s in England and the U.S. because it caused hundreds of thousands of AIDS cases and deaths. And because they weren't screening the blood, and they still aren't properly screening it, and each screening test, many times, you look at the statistics, as high as 30% of the time, don't catch it. And then hemophiliacs, or your wife, or your husband, or your daughter, or your son, or your grandma, or you, when you're in a car wreck, you go in and get a blood transfusion, just like Arthur Ashe, the tennis player, and millions of other people globally, and you die. And you see, the average heterosexual has, you have to pull the numbers, it's different per country, but around 2 sexual partners a year. And that's when they're younger, in their 20s. It decreases as you get older. And the average homosexual has over 100. Now, that's just a fact, and some have 100 a month. And that's what's done. And it is popular at these clubs, these sex clubs in San Francisco, and this is in major news articles, to go and to have 20, 30, 50 men deposit their blood product into the GI tract of another male where there is no defense, no blood barrier like there is on the skin or the mouth or other areas, and it goes right through into the blood supply. Perfect place to get AIDS, to get HIV. Now, remember what Clinton did with Bayer Pharmaceutical and that another big company up in Canada that fenced the blood? They had banned it by the late 80s, blood transfusions in prisons, period, because of all of the same-sex sex, and even by heterosexuals who just wanted gratification, because the prisons would allow you to give as much blood as you wanted, and that was how you then bought the drug money from the guards. And we've had the doctors who were in the prisons on. It's been in national news. And you also had the intravenous drug use in the Arkansas prisons. And it didn't matter. Until the early 90s, it continued. And when the Hemophiliac Society sued over it, they were firebombed. The doctor's office was firebombed. They were attacked in Canada and in Little Rock. I mean, they don't play games. And just out of that facility, millions of people got HIV globally. The blood was shipped to France, Germany, England, Russia, Japan. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. And it's seen as, quote, hateful. It's kind of like they arrest you in England if you say immigrants have higher levels of disease and need to be screened. And it's true. Leprosy is all over the U.S., all over England now. Hundreds of other diseases, doesn't matter. You're not allowed to screen the immigrants for diseases. It's seen as hateful. So they come in from third world countries with it. And now it's spreading, and now they're setting up giant TB facilities everywhere, and they come arrest you and make you go to them, but it's all kept very quiet. And the illegals, on average, it's reported, give 40 people per year. Someone who has the type of TB that's communicable give, on average, just pull up, 40. It says in a classroom or business setting, 40 people will contract it per year on average. That's a federal number. In the schools, in the play, all of it. And if you say in England you don't like it, you're arrested. Okay? It's just the way it works. Nothing can stop the breakdown of the first world. Nothing can stop the overrunning of it by the global elite to wage war on the middle class. Once they're gone, it's all over. Now, Paul Watson wrote an article about this, and they're calling for his arrest. And he'll probably have police come out there. Every day it's in the news where newspaper reporters get grabbed, get slammed around, get taken to jail. This is freedom. This is freedom. This is how it works. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson cites scientific data and mainstream news articles, and people call for his arrest. This outdated homophobic and offensive rule must be changed to allow gay and bisexual men to give the gift of life. Gift giving? Added the individual. But there's a very good reason that gay and bisexual men are banned from donating blood in the UK, and relates to basic public safety. According to the latest figures held by the Office of National Statistics for HIV, nearly 50% of new HIV cases between 1996 and 2005 involved gay and bisexual men, even though they are statistically represent only 5 to 10% of the population. Other estimates have it at 3. While the absolute number of cases of HIV in heterosexuals diagnosed annually is greater than for men who have had sex with men, when the size of the respective populations is taken into account, it is seen that the relative risk of exposure is very different, according to Dr. Brian McCleveland, strategy director of Scott Blood Program, of the National Scottish Blood Bank Program. Well, arrest him now. Now. He says the earth is round. He added figures would indicate a man who has sex with a man is 7 times more likely to contract HIV than a heterosexual. And that's both because of the number of partners and how they're where they're having the, quote, intercourse. Abolishing the rule for gay men would increase the risk of HIV-infected donation entering the blood supply by about 5 times. And changing the rule to allow gay men to donate 1 year after their last had sex with a man would increase the risk by 60%, said McCleveland. For militant gay campaigners like McDowell, the fact that changing the law would mean 50% more people would have their lives ruined and possibly die from the scourge of HIV matters little in comparison to ensuring that homosexuals aren't offended. And that's the thing. Nobody's stopping these people from the way they live or what they do. And, you know, the media will go into ultra overdrive over, you know, every 10 years somebody gets beat up, it's on the news. And I think that's wrong when that does happen. But, you know, when you say, hey, I don't think fifth graders or third graders should be taught about things I can't even mention on an adult radio show. I mean, I can't even say it. Forget just what you'd think of as the standard fare. I mean, stuff that's just unbelievable that I didn't even know about till I was a teenager. And you'd hear about it and go, what? That's, if you say, I don't want my 8-year-old being taught this, period, they're innocent, you're told, oh, you homophobe, you hate us. Remember all the news articles a few years ago? This is one of the lighter things I can mention, where they took 6th graders, hundreds of them in Massachusetts, to dormitories with beds, where they then discussed the lovingness of placing one's arm into the canal of another. Look, 6th graders, you know, come on. I mean, come on. See, it's a militancy of pushing it and driving it. Am I saying all of the, you know, people out there that are homosexuals are into this? No, but the point is that it is a militant, driving, pushing, in your face. I mean, frankly, most people just don't even care. They don't want to hear about it. I mean, it's the same thing of people don't particularly want to see heterosexuals kissing in front of, you know, when you're out at a restaurant or something. People are like, hey, you know, do that on your own time. But no. I mean, just really get a life. I mean, I understand the whole life is about the lifestyle and about being gay and everything. But, I mean, you know, some of us just don't want our kids recruited. Some of us don't want AIDS in the blood supply. Some of us just want to be left alone, and you can be left alone too. I don't hate you, but no. Paul needs to be arrested, so I'll finish up with this article, get into some economic news, and a lot more on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Now remember, Robin Page, who had a rural affairs TV show for decades on the BBC, got up and said, quit taking our farmland, quit harassing us. Rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. And he was arrested. And so Paul Watson, quoting articles out of the Scotsman and other major UK papers, saying there shouldn't be a ban on promiscuous gay men from giving blood to the blood supply. There have been so many examples of this, of where University of Oxford students joke around and say, excuse me, your horse is gay, using it in the term of, you know, saying your horse is silly, the expropriated term, which formerly meant you were happy. He was arrested. There's thousands of such cases. They have police sit in restaurants listening for racial comments, political comments, secret police everywhere. Political correctness gone wild. You know, political correctness started in the Soviet Union. Hate crime started in the Soviet Union. Meanwhile, they're spraying us, poisoning our water, carrying out bioweapon attacks, using the homosexual population as a vector through the vaccines that they admittedly have used to spread bioweapons. They could care less about you. And now they're in England talking about arresting people if they criticize truly depraved activities like eating feces, drinking urine. I'm sorry I have to talk like this, but bestiality, they're saying, oh, that's hateful and closed-minded, too. See, that's the fun of these extreme groups on the spectrum, is that they're going to make everybody else adopt their ideas. They're obsessed with sex, so they're going to throw it in our face. I mean, frankly, I'm just sick of hearing about it. I could care less what you're doing. Just stop trying to... Look, I have the Rolling Stone cover story called Bug Chasers. Just Google Bug Chasers. I mean, read this. Where they have on their bicep tattooed HIV positive, and they're called gift givers, and everyone wants to receive it. I mean, this is a popular thing. I had a gay film producer call me a few years ago, well-known, tell me about films he was making, and he brought up to me on the phone, I don't know why, yeah, all these other gay men, because I have HIV, want me to give it to them. And he was sitting there telling me about it on the phone, and I think he was coming on to me, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm married, sir. The point is that this is all over the place. And I mean, that is bad. Dying is bad. Killing yourselves is bad. And it's a nihilistic, and they write, it's in the Rolling Stone, not bashing you, saying, please don't kill yourselves, saying this is very sick. Wanting to die of HIV is depraved. Now, I'll probably be arrested. But this is the chilling effect. Paul Watson, as you know, we've gotten a bunch of emails with people saying they're calling the police on you, have called the police, or going to call the police, you arch criminal.
Aware of that, Alex. They're going to call the police based on the fact that I wrote an article agreeing with a law that's already in place.
Well, doesn't matter. You'll probably be arrested.
Well, probably, but if it happens, then I'll just go to court and win like everybody else has.
That's right. It needs to be fought. And, you know, I had former Mayor Koch on a few weeks ago. He denied all this is happening, but we put the articles over the video and posted it on PrisonPlanet.tv. He denied that you have spies in restaurants spying on you. Of course, that's how it starts, is in the name of hate crime, but it's really to spy on the population for your political actions.
Well, yeah, it's a chilling effect. And, I mean, you know, my cousin's gay. I've never had a problem with gay people. I think they can do what they like in the privacy of their own home. But I also think it's people's right to free speech, to have an opinion, in saying that allowing gay people to donate blood should not be allowed because statistically it's dangerous. And that's what the director at Scott Blood, the authority for blood transfusions, Dr. Brian McClellan, said in The Scotsman. I agreed with that, and then I get threatened to be turned into the authorities.
I'm not going to read all of these, but listen to this one where this guy really feels good about himself, has no idea what he's turned into. I am a straight man fighting the New World Order and agree with most I read on the site, but Paul Watson's article on gay blood transfusions is bordering on a speech by Adolf Hitler. I am taking, oh, really, most of his party was gay, by the way. Ernst Röhm, you didn't know about the pink swastikas? Of course, they then persecuted homosexuals. That's what it's all about, just like the Republican Party. I am taking a copy of this article and may even hand it over to the British police. Ooh, hand it over. There is still a legitimate reason to use the police. Yeah, like arresting the government. And this is it. He should be thrown out of the movement for that article alone. Watson is at a risk of making us look like those we fight. I do not agree with all these hate laws when it comes to faith and such. But this is just a blatant attack on these people designed to cause hate. No, it's designed to not have HIV in the blood supply. I have worked with many gay people regarding 9/11. My InfoWars Network profile photos are of us helping support Gay Pride Rally 07, letting us set up a stool, whatever that means. And it says, what that evil boy has said could sway opinion. I demand you take action and not allow these type of articles to attack people and tarnish the truth movement, image, and reputation. You know, grow up. Stop being so obsessed. I just told Kurt Nimmo to post some video with my head on a fat guy dancing. People think that makes me mad. I laugh at it. And I'm posting it because it's funny. I'm posting it because, you know, this is a debate. This is a free society. And the point here is that there are a lot of people in the San Francisco Chronicle and other papers begging the gay community to stop bug chasing and to stop wanting to die. And the article says that large minorities, close to 40% in San Francisco, want to catch AIDS, want to catch HIV. And then, by the way, if they want to kill themselves, that's their business. I think it's bad and they shouldn't do it. their families. It'll accept their family. But also, we got to pay for this through the health care system. Paul Watson, any other comments about how you're an arch criminal?
Well, it just fundamentally disappoints me that people can be so naive as to say that, you know, comparing me to Adolf Hitler and then threatening to shot me into the authorities for expressing an opinion which agrees with a law that's currently in place. I mean, how bizarre is that? And it's harassment, basically. If you're getting threatened all the time, then it's distressing to me. So it's harassment on their part. And it's free speech on my part, and I'll continue to use my free speech within the bounds of the law, which is exactly what it is.
Well, I mean, let's face it. A large minority of gays are into spreading AIDS, are into having it, are into blood, are into all this, and it is totally depraved, and it's turning into a death cult. And, you know, stay away from the blood supply. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, and look, it is wrong to have 300 partners a year. It is dangerous for you. It does hurt your body. It is destructive. The stuff going on out there, everybody knows about it, is destructive. It's destructive. It's very destructive. And you know what? I care about everybody, and I don't want to see people hurting themselves. Paul Watson, we'll watch this, and just have a video camera ready when the police come to your house. This will educate a lot of people.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Take care. There goes the arch thought criminal. I mean, I've got these other emails here. It says, I'm gay and I'm deeply offended by your homophobic remarks. This is not about political correctness. It's about equality. Maybe you should focus on the fact that AIDS is a government-founded disease. Well, we do that. Rather than saying, why don't you get your AIDS groups to do that? No, they won't. We are putting you at risk. You went from freedom hero to a creep fearmonger, a cheap fearmonger. I had such regard for your side, I found it intelligent, brilliant, and one of a kind. From today, I am one less visitor, and I am asking all of my gay, non-gay friends and families to stop supporting you. I hope you get arrested. You should know better. See, this is insanity. This is cliques and subgroups within other groups that demand everyone follow their edict. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if the government is trying to kill you with a bioweapon, you shouldn't be engaging in activities that allow you to do that, unprotected sex. You shouldn't be then, especially when you're doing this types of risky things, then going and getting in communal blood supplies. Bayer Pharmaceutical shipped out millions of ampules of Factor VIII, knowing every one of them had HIV in it. We expose that. We're against any place the government spreads their bioweapon. If you look, you need to quit getting into being oppressed by us and realize it's the New World Order that's coming after you. All right, shifting gears, ladies and gentlemen. We can talk about this later when we open the phones up. I want to get into the economy here. And, yeah, I want to tell all of you that gold has gone up over $100 in the last 3 weeks. It's getting up near $1,000 an ounce, going back and forth between $950 and $940. That's where it's basically sitting. They're dumping gold in the market. IMF is trying to drive it down. It is not working. It is not working at all. All of the inflation numbers are coming out. 57% drop in home sales in March. Thousands of retailers going out of business. Hundreds of major ones and medium-sized, Sharper Image, you name it, going into bankruptcy. The economy is sliding. And I believe in protecting yourself. So let's give you some of the latest economic news. And also, this is one of the last days, if gold doesn't go down, and it doesn't look like it is, it's going up, that Ted will be able to give you this offer with last week's gold prices when it was $20 lower. Ted Anderson, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me up again, Alex. You know, just this morning I pulled up, I went to CNBC.com and just thought, you know, I'm going to pull up some articles here. I came up with five of them right off from the beginning. The first one that just talks about the U.S. Workers. Right now, we're at a four-year high in unemployment figures at 372,000 people jobless claims, up 17,000 just today. The next article comes in here, and that was talks about the George Soros. And George Soros is saying that the euro cannot replace the United States dollar as a world's reserve currency, and you can't have two reserve currencies because that's going to be too unstable. I mean, you know what George Soros is up to. I mean, he's all New World Order. This guy here talking about the United States dollar. The United States dollar, that's one of the key factors right now. It's been a world reserve currency for 30 years here since the U.S. dollar broke away from the gold standard. And has been doing nothing but going downhill, and all these countries that are sitting on U.S. dollar right now are looking for every opportunity they can to get away from this world reserve status. They want to get away from the reserves. They want to sell it. They want to get out of it. But there's not enough liquidity for them to sell all they have. And then they're talking about the inflation rate. This is the biggest piece of it now, because of the fact that the United States dollar has fallen as far as it has. Now we've got inflation coming. They're saying that 4% inflation, and then they're talking about doing about a 17% surge in energy costs and 4.4% rise in food prices. I don't know where they came up with that 4.4% rise in food prices, because I know grains have just gone up incredibly, and so has beef and many other commodities like that. There's no way that we have a 4% rise in food prices, but that's already this year, and this year is only what are we into it now? It's about coming up on half over. So there's a lot of things that are occurring in the marketplace. The United States dollar again is doomed because of the fact that we got so many countries out there that are holding the United States dollar as reserve, but the euro is taking over and becoming more of a reserve currency. There's no way that people can rely on the dollar because of the credit thing, credit crisis information as well. I mean, the whole thing, if you take a look, all you got to do is do a little research on the United States economy. CNBC just happens to be one source. You can go to Bloomberg, you can go. There's just so many.
The dollar is at an all-time low. It's a depreciating asset. Gold is a asset that is appreciating, not depreciating. Now is the time to move into precious metals. I want to cover some more financial news I've got, Ted. But before we run out of time here, tell them about the coins. These are some of the best coins you can get into, and you priced these out over a week ago.
Yeah, right now, British Sovereign, currently right now, 257. That's a quarter of an ounce of gold. Got to remember, if you have quarter-ounce gold pieces, you're going to be able to use that to buy the things that you need to have, and the larger pieces, it's too much. You got to have something smaller. The French franc is even better for that particular reason. They're at 205 right now. Both of those coins are in a great buying great position to be buying right now at this time. And then I also have the silver dollars. They're $578 per roll of 20. It comes down to be about $27 per silver dollar. And again, that's something that is in very short supply. Silver dollars have always been in great demand over the years. And the last market high on silver was $50 an ounce. And since that time, the inflation has brought down the value of the dollar to the point where the same equivalent for a silver dollar is closer to about $150 each. And so right now you're sitting at a small fraction of what it is dollar for dollar. And once again, a really great buy.
1-800-686-2237. Ted, I think you've got a mic open or something there on your cell phone. It's ruffling pretty bad.
Well, actually, I use the regular telephone, and I am in northern Minnesota right now. I'll be back in the studio next week, and if we have a little bit of an echo, I apologize for that. But I got to tell you right now, at this particular time, with the dollar doing what it is, the economy going where it is, you really do need to be moving into the precious metals. And you can reach us at 1-800-686-2237. Each one of those coins are available. Again, the prices are going to be going up. Just a few months ago, the people that got involved with the gold and silver are looking at 20-30% increases in their portfolio, which is just fabulous.
Absolutely, folks. If you look at the year-long, two-year, three-year, four-year, five-year graph, gold is only going straight up. Now is the time to get in. It has been climbing in the last week. It is sitting there at right about 945. Now is the time for everybody to move into this market. I believe in it. Ted, on these two gold coins he's offering and on the silver he's offering, you're not going to find better deals. I believe in it, and I love hurting the New World Order. You're crazy if you don't move into gold and silver. You know, the establishment is grabbing it up as fast as they can, while at the same time telling you not to invest in it when every other investment is going straight down. 1-800-686-2237. And understand, if you call 1-800-686-2237, They're selling gold for more today. Those coins are more today. That silver is more today than what Ted is offering. You're getting the Alex Jones special. You're getting something locked in that we do as an introductory offer for the listeners. Ted basically just pays his brokers to take the call. There is a tiny markup just to take the call, and that's a markup from it being cheaper a few weeks ago when it went down a little bit. Now it's gone way up. So he's building in that discount. This is an insanely good deal. 1-800-686-2237. And yes, your purchase, your support of Ted, who owns this network, makes everything we're doing here possible. Ted, thank you for everything.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me up, Alex, and I look forward to coming back up again and more future offers if we can. The economy at this particular time is just ripe for gold, and the dollar falling like it is, I can't recommend it even, it's not
any stronger. Thank you, Ted. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels, detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings, burns fat and builds muscle, and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals, and the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night.
What people do with precious metals is they get caught in the day-to-day, week-to-week headlines. Dollar down, gold up. Everybody rushes to buy gold. And then 2 days later, dollar up, gold down. But when you get past the headlines, you know, gold will go up to 950, and then it'll drop to 945 the next day when the dollar goes back up a cent. And then the seesaw goes back and forth, but the seesaw is going downhill. When you pull back to a month graph, a year graph, the picture is completely clear. So that's what they do. They get you distracted in on just the day-to-day things that are happening instead of the big picture. I mean, look at these headlines here. Fed sees weakening U.S. economy, rising prices. CNBC, economic conditions are weakening across much of the United States. At the same time, fuel and raw material prices are increasing. Ah, stagflation. The Federal Reserve said it is the anecdotal benchmark summary of regional economic conditions. The Fed said manufacturers reported widespread increases in raw material prices and plan to raise selling prices to recover those costs, not to mention shipping and energy and everything else. In particular, price increases are consistently reported for food products, fuel and energy products, and many raw materials. Fuel from just 5 years ago is up 150%. But the Federal Reserve says we have 4% inflation. Last year they said 2%. Last year every private index had it above 10, most at about 15. You could just go see that things went up 15% in prices, everything last year. Now they're talking about 22, 25 by the end of the year. It's at about 18 right now, most indexes show. But the government says it's at 4%. Oh, yes, inflation's at 4% when you go out there and gas prices are up 30-something cents just on the year. And everything else is up except housing, because that was the bubble and they've artificially popped it. And it was a bubble, but at least that bubble had something real in it at the bottom of the tank. Now they've popped a fiat bubble that had something real in it, some substance, and they've handed you the life raft of the deflating dollar, deflating in value. Prices inflating as it deflates. And so it really is a no-brainer when I say you need to call the brokers and you need to get silver and gold. I mean, get one or two coins. Just test it out. See if you like it. 1-800-686-2237. I really believe in it. I really believe in filtering your water. I believe in owning guns. I believe in storable foods. I believe in being off the grid as much as you can. Now, most of us got to live in cities and work in them, but doesn't mean I don't have an escape route. Doesn't mean I don't have a trailer with 2 years' supply of food loaded on it, and that I don't have two different places I can go with food stored at each one of those places. I got backup plans. You know why? Because I love my babies. And if there's a small chance something's going to happen, I'm ready. I don't have the farmhouse, though, hooked up with ISDN and internet. I need to get that hooked up. But if everything really hits the oscillator, the oscillating blades, then we won't even be on air, ladies and gentlemen. If the Fed set off a nuke, we're going to go into full martial law, full arrest, full red lift. And, I forgot some of the top stories today. I'll tell you about those when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to finish up with Paul Watson being threatened with arrest for writing an article based on mainstream articles in England about the head of the National Blood Program saying, we don't want gay men who have been active in the last year, and it's a questionnaire they ask them, to give blood. Just like they ask you if you have blood diseases or if you're an intravenous drug user, and it's because you're at higher risk for HIV. It's not any attack on the people. It's that they didn't have those controls decades ago, and hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. alone, millions worldwide, got HIV from it. Even more got it from the prisons. Now, that's the historical fact. And people want to send us emails saying, you know, we'll never listen to you again, we're calling the police on you. Go ahead, be my guest. You think I'm trying to win a popularity contest here? I don't think about what I'm going to say and how it's going to affect people. I just say it. I never try anything. I just do it. I don't have time to sit here and mince words and think about what I'm going to say. Veritas is where it's at. The truth is where it's at. And it's incredible that in England, you know, we're saying, hey, we're not bashing you or saying you're bad. We're just saying we don't want you to be part of the blood supply. The government says that. You know, sensible people in the healthcare system. But if I wanted to come out and say it was bad and it was evil and it was immoral, shouldn't that be my right, whether you agree with it or disagree? No, you get arrested. How is that freedom? How have we turned into that where you don't have free speech, where cops come and arrest you in England and Germany? It makes me want to fly over to England and just sit there and read a script saying people are bad just so I can get arrested to illustrate all this. You know, because it's wrong, folks. They want to take everybody's free speech on every issue. Free speech zones. I mean, even if I disagree with protesting Bush, which I don't disagree with it, I agree with it. Why do people get arrested everywhere, coast to coast, without, you know, the DNC this year, they say no protesting in the city without a permit, and they're only giving two groups permits. You don't need a permit. A permit, a license, is an authorization to do something that is illegal. The federal courts have ruled that driving is a right. Travel is a right. But then they use tricks of taxes on big trucks in the 30s to say they're destroying the road. Shouldn't they have to pay for a competency test, which made sense. Road to hell is paved with good intentions. And pay for the roads, a tax. Commerce is not a privilege on interstate highways. And then they train, and now they're telling you the Second Amendment is a privilege, and people believe it. It is not a privilege. It is a right. They're now saying, Chertoff saying your fingerprints aren't private, aren't your property. They're now going to take everybody's DNA. You see, it's just criminality by government. And they're now in this country. I've seen articles where people are arrested. A black guy in front of thousands of witnesses beat up a white camera woman. That was in Idaho. The husband jumped over the fence, and the newspaper admitted the black guy called him white names. He called him the N-word back, and the police arrested him, saying, well, you're allowed to call... This is in the news. You're allowed to call whites names, but not blacks. The point is, they want to use cases like that to ban free speech and then take everybody's free speech. Shame on everyone that's for free speech zones or anything. This is how you destroy a free country. Good job.
from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating. Well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com, or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everything we go through as a society is basic dog training. They incrementally train you how to give up more and more liberties, more and more freedoms. The average person doesn't understand even the basics of law, common law, Anglo-Saxon common law, Mosaic common law, the Roman civil law. They have no idea. And so they're like lambs to the slaughter with this corrupt system. Okay, here is some of the news that I'm going to be covering after we take some phone calls. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to start taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers go to the head of the line. People that disagree with me trump first-time callers and go to the very head of the line, but everyone is always welcome at 1-800-259-9231. Here is the stack of news I have today. Feds to collect DNA from every person they arrest. FBI email says Bush signed executive order authorizing torture. Of course they ordered it. Chertoff says fingerprints aren't personal data. Cell phone cover-up, is your brain at risk? I'm going to spend some time on that today. More airports to use whole-body imaging machines. Total naked scan of your body in the government file. More concerns raised about D.C. surveillance network plan. World Bank tackles food emergency. I never got to this last Sunday, It's been out since Sunday, but Walmart to film gun sales in bid to fight crime. But then you read the article and it admits it's part of a corporate database. They're already using these corporate databases to track most gun sales. So we're going to go over how you're really being registered so they know where to come pick them up. But first, this. Remember that 2 years ago, this network, the Genesis Network, Butch Paul, and then myself, we broke it in text. We got the secret documents from two different pastors in Ohio and Pennsylvania, prominent pastors in their towns, who were recruited by Homeland Security. And when they were first approached, it was, we need your help in disasters. And pastors have always been involved in that. And they said, absolutely. You mean blankets and using the church sanctuary? And they said, no. This is basically a psych warfare system. We're going to be hit by terrorists. We're going to need to break the families up. We're going to need to forcibly inoculate people, confiscate guns. They even gave them what they were supposed to preach. I was given hundreds of pages of documents. We scanned those in, put them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com a year and a half ago. Paul Watson did articles about it. Then, more than a year later, national news, local news did different reports on it about clergy response teams. They now number 26,000. The first wave was 13,000. The next wave was 26,000 in 2007. They plan to double that number in 2008. What's 2 times 26,000? That's a lot of people, my friends. That is a lot of people. They already have close to 500,000 truck drivers trained in tattletaling and spying. The teachers, students, I have this in Road to Tyranny, made 6.5 years ago, where it shows in Austin. They give them $200 credit cards, turning in mothers and fathers, they get $200. Other students, $100. It's put on the card. They can use it however they wish. And it says, report your parents, reports what's at home. I mean, this is total East Germany. The country's gone. They ask, what's in the medicine cabinet? All of it. I mean, we're so far gone, ladies and gentlemen. Camps are built. Now, when you've got 50-plus thousand preachers to be fully trained this year, it's 26,000 last year, they exponentially double it. 50-plus thousand this year. And I'm talking to Austinites. I'm getting newsletters sent to me. People are calling me. I'm getting emails. All the big mega churches where I live, churches in San Antonio, we're finding the clips. I don't have the staff, the people to cover all this. When you hear at your church, they're going to have, quote, how to deal with emergencies, how the Lord can help you during disasters. It sounds reasonable, or during hard times. Go with your camera, act normal, don't say anything, because they're now agents of the government. They'll tell you, turn it off, unless you act real stupid and say, oh, I just want to share this with my rest of my family, pastor. And you're not lying there. You do plan to share it. And act stupid, and he'll be on a little power trip, little Mason up there. And you just videotape it. I need your help. Now, it's all over TV. On the TV, preachers are all saying it. And people are putting together compilations of these. It's all the same words. And they say, being a slave is good. It is of the Lord. Now, if you're not a Christian, this should concern you that the government's trying to create a religious cult, turn it into a cult. And that's what this faith-based initiative is about. You heard about Bush with $10 billion a year to pastors. You thought, oh, that was, and he went ahead and did it by executive order, even though he couldn't pass it through Congress. Well, that's how they're paying it. It's the faith-based community outreach. And you know, the cover is, well, if a tornado comes, you know, the church helps. That's not what it is now. In fact, they started it decades ago legitimately. Now they're converting it over. Now, it sounded legitimate before, but it actually gave them federal control over the churches when they did things that sounded reasonable. Now they're doing this, and the documents are there. I mean, let them take your children. Let them forcibly inoculate you. Put the men and women in certain areas. Break them up. Put you behind bars. Put you behind fences. Turn your guns in. And all over the nation, they're now doing it. We're seeing them. And they have tens of millions of people under their control that do exactly what they say. I mean, it shows the crowds of preachers, the people watching these preachers. They got glassy eyes. They look like somebody out of Jim Jones cult or out of Heaven's Gate. or, you know, even out of Waco. I mean, I never said I agreed with those the folks. They were pretty kooky, but a lot of them were actually nice people individually and didn't deserve to be killed by the Delta Force, is my point. But it is like a glassy-eyed, cultish, you know, type behavior. And, I mean, they're just eating it up. Now, Hitler was not of God. Let's look at this from a religious perspective. Hitler was evil. Stalin was evil. When the Antichrist comes, you're not supposed to follow him in the Bible. It's false authority or to fight it. The whole Bible is about the prophets being killed in the Old and New Testament for not following the orders of Pharaoh, not following the orders of Caesar, not following the orders of the Babylonians, being thrown into the fiery furnace, being thrown into the pit with lions. 11 of the 12 disciples were killed. Jesus was killed. He did not submit. He said, I disagree with the Jewish government, with Herod, and with the Pharisees, and with the Roman government. Paul later said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Jesus said, render unto Caesar, when they were trying to set him up and kill him. But he said, the things that are the Lord's, the Lord. And then you read the rest of the chapter, it's about standing up against corrupt government. It was Hitler's favorite passage. Stalin used it as well. The communist Chinese used it on Chinese Christians, then killed them later. You have a right to defend yourself, a right to defend your people, a right to fight evil. And when you hear this type of stuff, it is just so amazing because we are a Christian nation. Most people that listen to the show are Christians. They're good people, not these fake televangelists who have got, you know, $9 million houses on lakes in Dallas and Minnesota and who go down and suck money off the poor third world people, and they're tax exempt. And so they want to stay in good with the government. Pat Robertson, when they said jump one time, didn't say how high, and they took a bunch of his TV stations. So they also get paid, and they're part of InfraGuard with the executives. There's 23,000 of those, not just the 26,000 preachers. So this is, now there's some pauses in this where they show text and documents and executive orders, and when I hear pauses, I'll comment, but here it is. We'll play part of it, come back and play the rest.
My friends, you are free. You are free to respect and appreciate the authority of the government that God gives to you. Honor the king.
Law ever become a reality in America? And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
What's the very first word at verse 13? How many of you love to submit?
Your vision doesn't go on the altar. We go on the altar. Because it's the carriers of the vision that will determine how the vision will go.
The way political talk comes out of your mouth, the way you talk even about a president whom you don't respect, that kind of talk should not be coming out of Christians' mouths. Honor the king. Even bad governments do God's work by keeping even a semblance of order in the streets.
Regardless of when the Marines made their request to train downtown,
I said, this is not a good idea.
Finkbeiner cited public safety as the main reason the 1st Battalion, 24th Marines from Grand Rapids, Michigan, couldn't train downtown.
You want to talk about a potential for panic?
He says the Marines' plan wasn't well thought out, but he offered to have them train at Jones Junior High School or the Northtown Mall.
The primary thing that we say to anybody is, let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Dealing with other Christians who have conscience hang-ups with things that really aren't important, but they're hung up over it. I'm free to give up some of my freedom. You know what? The Lord God has declared you to be free. You're free from the guilt of your sin, and you've been set free from its power as well. But you know what? Sometimes Christians, just like people in the rest of America, are much more into my rights than into the responsibilities that go with those rights. The Lord has a different way of looking at it. He says you're free. He has declared you to be free, but free to serve other people, free even to yield some of that freedom. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
We'll be right back with this blasphemy and these devil worshippers. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Way up north,
up to Alaska.
Way up north,
up to Alaska.
North to Alaska, go north for us your song. North to Alaska, go north for us your song.
So
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92.
First they train you that there's going to be a rapture and you don't have to worry about corrupt government or tyranny because everything's fine and you're going to be beamed straight up to heaven. And they teach them in these churches, lay down the corruption, don't fight back. Don't be involved in government. We've got the different sermons these people give. Just feel good. Just make money. Don't worry about the poor. Don't worry. Just worry about yourself. Just make lots of money. And then they tell them, oh, just do whatever government says. All authority is of God. The whole Bible's about how the devil runs the powers that be and runs the high governments, and that there's wickedness in high places and you're to resist it. And wicked governments need to be overthrown, and rebellions, and Moses and the founding fathers to King George III used the Bible to really get the war going. They called it the Black Brigade because the pastors wore black. That was the old-fashioned garb of a preacher, didn't matter what denomination. And they got up there and they preached and they spoke and they said, you know, it's your right to stand up against this tyranny and this oppressor. So see, the founding fathers were bad. They didn't submit to the king. We were bad to fight Hitler. All authority comes from God. This is so sick. And I've had cops before start spouting this off to me. It's of the Lord to do what I say. It's of the Lord. I'm the Lord. Very sick, very cultic. Let's go back to these preachers.
In the name of our Lord Jesus, I come to you today, my dear friends. Let's have a little civics lesson. There's all this talk about rights, but unfortunately, what is missing in this discussion is, I fear we are never going to have a twin document to go along with the Bill of Rights. God says, I have set you free, but sometimes it's appropriate for you to give up some of that freedom. So I'm free, but the Bible says I'm free to make myself a sacrifice. Paul said it in the bluntest words, I'm free to make myself a slave, so that I might by all means
stop
win.
Right there.
I will do what...
That was a slave to the will of God, but they're making the state God. This is such, it's 180 degrees from the Bible. Continue.
Do whatever it takes to change myself and my style of communication. We're free from the terror of our mortality. The early Christians were starting to get the reputation of being bad citizens. It's one
now
thing
listen
to
this.
Refuse to...
Listen to this. He's now, back it up a little bit. He's saying early Christians were bad. The saints were bad. Again, even if you don't believe in Christianity, the main tenet is you have these saints, the early Christians, who were killed. In fact, 11 of the 12 disciples, a bunch of them after that, they wouldn't worship the idols. But notice he says, oh, well, that was okay, but they also wouldn't do these other things. See, he's having to attack the main doctrine of the Bible. Oh, the early Christians, they didn't know what the Bible said. They didn't know what the New Testament said. They just written it. They were bad. I mean, now this devil is going directly against the Bible, and this is taught by the feds. This guy's definitely on the payroll everywhere. Continue, please.
Change myself and my style of communication. We're free from the terror of our mortality. The early Christians were starting to get the reputation of being bad citizens. It's one thing to refuse to offer a sacrifice at a heathen altar, but the Christians were refusing to pay taxes and refusing to serve in the armed forces.
Oh.
They were so publicly bad-mouthing the emperor that they were being perceived as being socially dangerous.
Stop. And God. And by them rebelling and doing that, they were persecuted and they persevered and were stoic. That's where the term stoic comes from, is Christians being burned and being silent as they were murdered, burned at the stake. That then the emperor adopted Christianity, and that's the basis of all modern civilization. So, oh my gosh, the founders of Christianity, they're so bad, they're so evil. Back to it.
Socially dangerous. And God wanted them to have nothing to do with that kind of attitude.
Back this traitor up. Back it up. God wanted nothing to do with these traitors. These were bad people. The Romans did a good job. I mean, this is the crap. It's just like the Statesman on the cover with a picture of a burning constitution with the headline, Everything Must Go, with the nephew of President LBJ, I forgot that part, top globalist planner, Philip Bobbitt, saying, get rid of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, get rid of the country, get rid of everything. I mean, they just, preachers, Christians are bad. They didn't submit to, oh my gosh, the Bill of Rights is bad. I mean, they are out in the open, and the public's so mindless they're buying it. I'm going to finish up with this clip. Take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. A ton of other news we haven't even gotten to, but this is what the government, through the preachers, is preaching. You see, they are really making their move. It's really happening.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Attention GCN listeners. You've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Can you believe that the government is secretly recruiting the preachers? They're engaging in intelligence operations and in propaganda operations domestically inside the United States. It's all illegal. They got Pentagon spying on the American people. They have the military going to every major peace group and spying on them, and it's admitted that it's illegal, but they don't care. It's illegal that they've got scanning cameras reading all your license plates and tracking where you go, but they do it. The government is lawless, and then they get these sick preachers. There's three of them on this video, interspersed with news clips. But they're all over, just in sicky little soft voices, little comfortable pimps of corruption. And it's so good to be a slave and submit to the government. All government is of the Lord. Really, how do you get one government against another government? I mean, it's just total evil. Let's play the rest of this guy.
We're free from the terror of our mortality. The early Christians were starting to get the reputation of being bad citizens. It's one thing to refuse to offer a sacrifice at a heathen altar, but the Christians were refusing to pay taxes and refusing to serve in the armed forces. They were so publicly bad-mouthing the emperor that they were being perceived as being socially dangerous, and God wanted them to have nothing to do with that kind of attitude. I want you to be the best citizens. When you say, it's my faith that drives me to do this for you, you'll make me look good. That way we'll silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Jesus submitted to the death sentence that came from the governor Pontius Pilate. Because if the Christians were setting off movements and rebellions of disrespect.
Stop right there. Christ went in and whipped the Pharisees and Sadducees with a whip and overturned tables and physically assaulted the bankers. And he refused to submit to them and to say that he wasn't the Son of God. And so he refused to submit, and so he was killed. But, I mean, when you got Pastor Hagee saying Jesus isn't the Messiah, what do you expect from these devils? They're on government payroll. Basic tenets of Christianity, they don't just say they don't exist, they say they're bad. Keep playing the slime ball.
Refusal of cooperation in their societies. The name of God would look bad. The authority that God had set up would collapse and crumble, and the law of the jungle would take over.
A new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
And the last three words, honor the king. And the way you talk about your government, it's so easy to complain, isn't it? It is so easy to criticize. It is so easy to find fault.
It's our stopping to rewind this enemy. Folks, bottom line, this guy's on the payroll. There's no doubt of it. And remember, there will be 52,000 of them this year. There's 26,000 as of last year, preachers. 26,000 in every community. They've got scores of these people, and they're telling them guns are evil. Hand your guns in. Now mainline Baptist churches are saying turn your guns in. Don't criticize the government. Submit to them. It's of the Lord. They say it's of the Lord in Israel that Christianity's banned and that if you preach in Israel, you get arrested. They say it's of the Lord. Not having free speech is of the Lord. I mean, this guy is so sick. Go back to him.
And the last three words, honor the king. And the way you talk about your government, it's so easy to complain, isn't it? It is so easy to criticize. It is so easy to find fault. Honor the king. Do it anyway, whether the king deserves it or not. My friends, you are free. You are free to respect and appreciate the authority of the government that God gives to you. Honor the king. Amen.
To order a video or audio copy of today's message, I'm free to submit to authority. Visit our website or call 1-800-661-3311.
I'm free to make myself a slave.
The president's directives in the event of a national emergency.
There is a chance for the president of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once. And hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
I think this is the most broad definition of emergency powers I've ever seen a president award to themselves. And the directives have no indication that to get these powers, the president has to go to Congress. It looks, from the language, as if the president, on his own declaration, President Bush could just say, well, we have an emergency, and there's some very broad definitions of emergency in the Security and Prosperity Partnership working groups.
To have a plan to provide for the continuity of government and the rule of law in case of a devastating terrorist attack or natural disaster. A plan to provide for the cooperation, the coordination, and continued functioning of all three branches of the government. The Bush administration tells us they have such a plan. They introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate. And doesn't really tell us what they have in mind. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version. But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us.
Peter writes to say, don't be afraid to do this. It's part of the plan.
Trust us? Maybe the plan just really doesn't exist, and that's why they won't show it to us. I don't know. Or maybe there's something there that's outrageous.
Even saying obedience, some of you are like, what does that mean in Greek? It certainly can't mean shut up and do what you're told. That's what it means. Because we're blind to our own blindness and we're foolish to our own folly. And if someone loves God and loves us and speaks to us, we should obey. We should listen. We should consider.
Were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area. So may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage.
This is a place where we're going to use the plastic handcuffs. Again, you see them right here in the soldiers' hands. This is where people are restrained, identified as possible terrorists. This is a site that we've been warned away from by the people operating this. They don't want us to see people restrained in handcuffs. This is something that they don't want us to be able to video.
All authority is an extension of God's authority.
And it continues, but we're not going to play it. You can see the rest of it up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo's got it up there as one of the top stories. The moving tiles, there's pictures that change every second or two up there, and it's one of those if you want to watch the video of it. Congressman and Jerome Corsi on C-SPAN and others talking about it. In our form of government, which is the authority, absolutely by God, must follow it. The government shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But they do. And that earlier government said, don't trust the government. Stand up against corrupt man. Don't go along with it. But not now, because the government came in with written sermons and talking points and paid 26,000 preachers and growing to go out. I mean, do you realize the magnitude of that? And they teach them, get ready for martial law, get ready to hand your guns in. But you're really going to see the propaganda once the disaster happens, and these guys come out of the woodwork telling you to submit. Just like in the movie Red Dawn, it's the local preacher and the mayor working for the Soviets. It's disgusting. It's 180 degrees from a free society. It's what the Russians, the Nazis, and the Chinese communists did. Oh, they have churches over there. They had churches during communism. It was state-controlled, state-run, preaching Romans 13. And then that part about honor the king, that's out of the Old Testament with, if you've got a good king and you're at war and he follows the rules and follows the Torah at the time, then you've got to honor the king. So they take all this stuff out of context. They completely scramble, and they say all authority. Well, authority grows out of the barrel of a gun. So if I go rob a bank and stick a gun to a bank teller's head, should the police just leave me alone because I have authority? This is what they're teaching nationwide. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I'm going to do it now. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm going to try not to get too far off point. I got a few questions I wanted to ask. First, there's a saying I heard a long time ago that says the path to hell is going to be paved with ministers' bones. But the all of this stuff, the scriptures always, they talked about this stuff happening, the evil's going to become exceedingly more evil. But anyway.
Satan masquerades as an angel of light.
Absolutely. He knows the word of God and uses it to his advantage. But my one, I was on hold for like 2 hours on Monday, and that's okay. I'm a dedicated listener. I'm not mad at all. I just had a question for you.
Well, hold on. We just opened the phones up 30 minutes ago.
No, I'm on Monday.
No, I know. We opened the phones up, but okay.
Okay, but anyway, it's no big deal.
But it's no big deal, but you just brought it up.
Well, I'm sorry. Forgive me then.
No, I don't care, but let's just be honest. You didn't like it.
Well, it's okay.
No, it's not okay, and that's why I try to not even open the phones up now until I'm going to go to your calls.
Okay.
Because it also costs Ted Anderson money, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll try not to do that then anymore. It was a comment that you were making about the Marines, and I might have came in a little bit late, and you were saying something about thank a Marine, and you were pretty upset about it. I correspond with some Marines over in Iraq, and I watched the Iraqi war veterans on Google speak out, and I hope that I don't believe that you were lumping all Marines in the same mold, because some of these guys over there, they're indoctrinated.
No, you missed what I was saying. I said 70%+ of the military wants to come home. Most of the people I talk to in the Marines are good people.
Thank you.
There's a guy whose handle is Thank a Marine. So you must have missed that part. And he was basically saying the government does no wrong, is perfect, and I'm a liar, and pedophiles don't run the Department of Families in Florida, when it's been all over the news in three separate waves that the top guys have all been convicted pedophiles. And I was saying that guy calling me a liar is a liar. And I said, I do thank Marines for kicking the butt of Mexico. You know, that's in their battle hymn, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. But I said, I do not thank the Marines when they become instruments of gun confiscation and tyranny. You see, Marines owe their allegiance to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the first history of U.S. Marines, when we kicked the British's butts with John Paul Jones, okay? So I'm talking about history and who they are, not worshiping George Bush. Now do you understand?
Yeah, absolutely, and I agree, because these guys, I'm corresponding with these guys, and they don't even know, they don't even know why they're over there, and it's, I just watched Iraq for Sale. And these guys don't know what's going on. They don't know they're being...
Yeah, they're only there to stand there to keep the fighting going so the black ops can dump money into a black hole.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
At about $600 billion a year.
And a point I would like to make real quick is that the Iraq veterans that are listening to you and people like you, I hope that they come home and they get their arms and they become the Army that is going to stand up to the new world.
Well, that's why they're going to give them, most of them, PTSD on paper and take their guns, and that's the Veterans Disarmament Act of last year that Bush signed. Thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Joel so folks don't have to hold. Joel, you're calling from Texas.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about a couple things here. First, I was on another radio station the other day. They had a call, and it was a national thing, and some guy professing, IRS and pay your taxes and making it into this fun thing, and then he took calls for a second, and I actually called in and got in almost immediately, and they went through the spiel, and he had no idea about the Federal Reserve
He knew it was private, but I bet he said you were wrong, didn't he?
He actually did it, and one of the other guys on there, after I got off, I talked for about a few minutes. He was like, yeah, that call was really informed and intelligent caller, and he's right about a lot of this stuff. And then they went on to talk about it, but it was funny how they were dressing it up at first. But anyways, I told them that I encouraged everybody to research it more. I plugged InfoWars, for them to check out any of the information to go on from there and everything.
Well, that's why we're reaching people, Joel. That's why we're having an effect, because of people like you, and I'm surprised that they then got honest when you gave them facts. I mean, I'm so used to them just flat-out lying.
Right. Well, I think this guy, honestly, I think he's probably looked at your website or this information before. The other guy, the co-host who was on with him, because he almost came on board with what I was saying, the whole subject matter got a little bit sidetracked for a little while.
Well, plug the show. Plug the show back. What's the name of it?
I popped in my car and just was randomly flipping through radio station, and they were talking about the IRS, and so I stopped for a second, but I didn't pay attention to the show or, you know, what station it was on. But
gotcha.
The other thing, you know, I was just looking at this, the Rothschild taking over, like, the India and African agriculture, and then moving to monopolize the European farmers and stuff, and then now you're seeing in the news that they're coming out and saying, oh, there's a huge food shortage, and prices are going to go up with that, it's like...
Tell you what, stay there. Let's talk about the food price story on the other side, Joel. I'll let you finish up. Appreciate you calling. Then Jim, Michael, AJ, and others. There's a ton of other news, audio clips, things I haven't gotten to. Believe me, this is vital info. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. We're issuing an extreme red alert about the worldwide food emergency. You're going to want to listen to the Alex Jones Show Friday, April 18th. He and I will discuss the American famine between 12:30 and 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. The UN World Food Program is going to spend $1 billion on food for starving nations. In a worldwide famine, where are they going to get that much food? President Bush just sent $200 million to the program. If you think U.S. food shortage prices are high now, wait until there's no food to buy. Listen to Alex Friday, April 18th, 12:30 Central Standard Time. The American famine. Your food is being sold, and no amount of money will buy food when it's all gone. Listen to Alex Friday, April 18th, 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You listen, then you decide what you have to do. This notice is on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Thanks.
Nobody said these guys weren't bold. Openly calling for world government, openly calling for burning the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence on the cover of newspapers and magazines, writing memos saying they can torture children. But I'll tell you right now, we're bold too. And we're fighting back in a big way together. I threw it out the windows, came along. That's right. We've just committed. World Bank tackles food emergency, BBC. The World Bank has announced emergency measures to tackle rising food prices around the world. Remember how they're calling for all these world taxes and a world greenhouse tax, carbon tax, to, quote, fight global hunger? But when you read State Department Memorandum 200 and Club of Rome documents and World Bank and IMF documents, they're all up on the website. Just type World Bank documents consume Argentina into Google. It'll pop up where they artificially try to drive up food prices, where they want to starve populations. And then they come out and say to a population that doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground, hey, we need more global taxes and more funds to help the people. And then when they do ship them food, it's, oh, your government's got to nationalize all these farms and give them to this big agri company. And then we'll ship you in some GMO food so you don't starve to death. And the United States reportedly back in the 60s could feed the whole world four times over. Oh, but now, you know, the U.S. can't feed itself with what it produces. Globalism. Monopolism. It is a system of creating monopolies to destroy markets so they control them. We'll talk more about this, but going back to Joel in Texas, finish up your points.
Yeah, I just researched, you know, that I had this article. It's a great article on Rothschild basically coming in and taking over all agriculture, trying to go worldwide, basically take over every market. And I'm sure, probably, I'm speculating that they probably own a good portion of America already.
But shouldn't you just submit? I mean, that's of the Lord.
No, I'm not. This is the other thing is that...
No, hold on. Rothschild has authority, and all authority is from God, so you shouldn't even grow a garden if they don't want you to.
You talk about the Bible and everything that it says in there also, and the Lord also talks about being cautious, and basically that many people are going to come and claim to be, you know, him and following his word, and that, you know, we're supposed to discern ourselves.
No, you're not supposed to think you heard those preachers. Do what the government says.
Right,
what article is this about? I mean, I know the Rothschilds are big in agriculture. I know they dominate it in France. And I mean, here's an example. They sell Roundup spray to the third world on average for about 10% to 20%, depending on which country, what they sell to the U.S., just like the rest of the world gets drugs at maybe 20, 30%, depending on the country. Some places even lower than we get drugs. It's about destroying us, okay?
Yeah.
Bottom line, but what article is this?
I'll send it to you. I don't have it on me right now. I'll send it to y'all's email there. But
Rothschild is of the Lord.
Yeah,
thank you for the call. Thank you. He's of the Lord. Hitler is of the Lord. Stalin is of the Lord. Jim Jones is of the Lord. All authorities of God. Worship your preacher. Worship the government. Hand in your guns. Everything's fine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Blink your eyes twice, thrice, it doesn't matter. The government secretly has recruited millions of Americans, 26,000 preachers, 500,000 truck drivers, 23,000 executives to spy on neighbors, to prepare their employees, their flocks for gun confiscation, mass roundups, and to go to death camps. We posted almost 2 years ago the secret FEMA documents. Now it's mainstream news, and now we see the preachers all over TV and everywhere else saying, do whatever the government says. Don't ever talk bad about the government. You're not allowed to in the United States. It's of the devil. I mean, this is sick. And this will further discredit Christians and make Christians look like buffoons to the secular world, which is the globalist plan. David Rockefeller's World Council of Churches has done well. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Ohio, then Michael, AJ, Andrew, Julie, and others. Jim, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to tell you I have utmost respect for you, my friend. You've got more courage than 99% of the people in this country. And I've been praying a lot about what's going on because a lot of us that have been supporting Ron Paul have been really disappointed at how things have, how he's been shafted in so many ways during the election process and the debates and everything. And
well, let me just say this, Jim. We have to know that they were going to cheat. But think of the tens of millions that are awake to the New World Order now. Don't be disappointed. I am disappointed that he hasn't called for national agendas, you know, to galvanize his supporters to now fight against NAFTA, reauthorization, the war. But he says he's going to do that. I want to see that soon. I want to see that new agenda announced at his national rally coming up in a month or so. But we need to re-energize now. Go ahead.
Well, you know, a lot of people have been talking also. I know you've mentioned that that there's been talk about the delegates at the national convention trying to steal votes and that you cautioned against that. But, you know, we're getting so disgusted with the way things are, you know, something has to change because they're building their power grid to starve us, impoverish, and disarm us. And, you know, if we let it go on too long, we're not going to have any chance at all. We're like in a catch-22 here. And
what is it like for you, Jim, who's been following this, I would guess, for years, to see it really all unfolding just like they said they do? I mean, it's really happening.
Well, it's accelerating. I still believe their baloney up until probably 2003 or so when a friend of mine turned me on to your program. And, you know, nothing made sense up to that point. And after I started listening to you, it all started to gel together because, you know, it looks crazy what they're doing unless you look at their plans. And
it's a larger integrated computer modeled psychological warfare system. And I appreciate your call, Jim. Great points. Let me just add to what he said. I'm not saying the government hasn't stolen from Ron Paul and cheated him and that we shouldn't become delegates and try to rewrite the party platform and have a revolt on the floor and bring up real issues. It's just if he's got 60 delegates and McCain's got thousands, politically, the way it'll be seen by the dumbed-down public, if then Ron Paul supporters, which doesn't look like it's going to happen anyways, but they will have a big voice there, and that's good, tried to throw all their delegates to Ron Paul. Ron Paul would then say, he said he would say, no, I refuse this. I mean, he has said here on this show that doesn't look like he's going to get the nomination. He said that in a press release he put out. But that he would continue to fight for our ideas. And I've been contacting people all over where the Ron Paul campaign has told their delegates, you know, that if you're supposed to be a John McCain delegate, vote for that. All I did was state the facts. And I've invited people who are involved in this delegate thing on the show, and they haven't come on. I've invited two different individuals on, and they haven't come on. Because I actually agree with a lot of it. But the way this stuff works is if you don't agree with everything people are pushing, they then say you're anathema, which is fine. I could really care less. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to five times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com. /safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, now into the third hour, not the final hour. We have a fourth hour coming up. You can listen to it on the web at Infowars.com. You can tune in at Infowars.com and listen via the internet streams there. It will not be on the network streams when the show ends today. I'll have to go over to the Infowars.com audio streams, and Jason Burmis will be in studio with us for the full fourth hour, talking about the latest 9/11 revelations, a new project we're working on with him, some other key announcements, and your phone calls. Also, when you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you can watch the two video cams that are in here, one on me, one on the guest, or when there's not a guest, two on me, a document cam, a video feed cam, another computer feed that I have for videos and documents. So all together, I guess that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different inputs for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And starting next Monday, I will be on the network at 2 p.m. on the Star Guide feed and also on WWCR and the internet at Infowars.com. So it'll be there for you as well to be able to hear over your regular AM or FM station if they choose to pick up that fourth hour. But in the time being, one place to listen, Infowars.com. You go there and you tune in there. I have been for 11 years on this network doing the time slot. First, I did an hour, and then for 10 years, I've been doing it, for, I guess more than 10 years. I've been going live from 11 to 2, but now it will be 11 to 3. It was 11 to 2. I'm a little bit out of it. I've been working out real hard lately, trying to get in shape. I was just sitting here, and all of a sudden, a huge crick in my neck about an hour ago. So painful, it's hard to go on. But I just took some Advil. Hopefully, that will kick in, and I will be able to continue here. I'm going to take four or five more calls. I'm going to get back into news before Burmese joins us. Got a lot of really important news I'm going to be getting into, like feds to collect DNA from every person they arrest and a lot more. But see, that story is a deception. They take it from everybody at birth anyways. Crooks. The government's already going for broke. They've committed so many crimes they can't stop. It's run by private interest. I know you know that, but we better get that word out to everybody else. Very bad people are in control. Michael in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I want to give you an update on what's going on here in the Memphis area. A couple of weeks ago, they showed in the paper where local law enforcement officials were being sworn in by U.S. Marshals and other federal agencies to work in their stead and with them. Then, last week, we had an operation called Sudden Impact, where federal agents and the local law enforcement were going out in a saturation effort, arresting as many people as they could. And everybody they arrested, they had them scanned to see if they were on some kind of terrorist list. Well, that included one person I talked to said that they were swapped for DNA, fingerprint, and a whole bit. And this person was pulled over for a taillight.
Actually, I have that mainstream news today. That's coming up. No. I saw Governor Ridge on C-SPAN. We need to write a big article about this. Folks, I rant and rave and scream so much that I never cried wolf. The wolf always came down. You just didn't see it. Now the wolves are all around us. I'm crying wolf, and people, you know, think the wolves are friendly little bedtime buddies, you know, that could sleep at the end of the bed and be your friend. Let me break this down for everybody. They're federalizing the school police. They're federalizing the local police. They're running random checkpoints. Governor Ridge said you'll have a national ID card to have a job. They're going to have random checkpoints in malls, street corners, everywhere, not to get illegal aliens, to get citizens. They call it roundup sweeps, and it's just total control. What Memphis News was particularly reporting on this?
That was the local newspaper and all the local news stations. But a couple of other things. They recently spent $4 million on a system that can track if you are, and I don't know how they do it, but if you're a convicted sex offender, if you get within a certain, quote, zone, it triggers this. So this is a surveillance system that's countywide. That if you must be some kind of...
Yeah, they always use it on the degenerates that everybody hates at first, but it's for everybody. And yes, they can use the license plates on your cars, and those guys have to wear bracelets.
And something that's not in the media that I've spoken to friends that are in the Sheriff's Department recently, there's discussions. They're talking about doing a curfew, and they're talking about martial law in Memphis, Tennessee. And this is, according to my sources last night, this is going on... Now
and do the cops now. Do the cops think it's fun and wonderful?
It's a mixed bag. Some of them think that it's all about controlling terror and controlling. I mean, they've drank the Kool-Aid, just like you said. They go to church, they sit there, and they don't know enough about the scriptures to understand that Jesus was a radical. Jesus tore up the money changers. They disregard the true facts of the circumstances that they see.
Well,
around them.
Let me break this down for people very simply. They stage a terror attack, they build up all these mechanisms of control, and then now they're announcing, hey, we're going to use Homeland Security on all crime, and hey, we're going to federalize, and hey, there's going to be curfews, and now they've announced a curfew in Denver for adults, everybody. Now they're announcing curfews in Clover Point, Kentucky. I mean, they're announcing them everywhere. And yes, it is martial law. Everybody keeps making jokes about, where's the martial law, Alex? Where's the martial law? We are incrementally being brought into it. And I hope those officers know this isn't being done for Al-Qaeda. This is being done so they can take everybody's stocks and bonds, and so they can have a national draft and make us fight World War III. I mean, it's all over, folks. They're going to probably arrest me, arrest everybody else. As some people will fight back. That will give them the terrorists they need. When you fight back, they'll call you a terrorist. And a lot of cops are going to get killed. And it's just so sad America had to go down. Anything else? Oh, I wanted to hear the rest of it, sir. I wanted to add those key points. Call back, Michael. Call back at 1-800-259-9231. Keep that phone open. And if somebody else fills it up, drop them, because I wanted to ask him more questions. Keep a line open, 1-800-259-9231. Michael, I just wanted to add those points. I wanted to go back and forth. I want to hear the rest from the police. Yeah, I've had police tell me, hey, martial law is a good idea. I've had other cops talk about it. I've seen it in newspapers. When they put the Constitution on fire on the front of the local paper and say everything must go and say that it's bad, it won't keep you safe, and Gary Hart says we got to have a world government or tens of millions will die, but the border's wide open. Folks, bad people are in control of the government. They've been gearing up all this martial law. And when you think it just starts overnight, when you think, oh, it's for some terror attack that just happened, understand they've slowly been building it up since the 60s. And now it's all coming to fruition. Is Michael call back? Just keep hanging up on people that call that number. Oh, man, my neck is killing me. Ah, right at the base of my neck. It was like an ice pick jammed in there. That's what happens when you get out of shape and you got to get back in shape. And it is always a painful affair. Oh, man. You know, every night now, I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about I'm Alex Jones, thinking about the fact that I've shot my mouth off. I've spoken out. I've fought the tyranny. But I want you to know I've done it all for you. And I want you to know that we can win this thing together. But they haven't gone after me yet because they don't want to scare the slaves. Just like when you're deer hunting, when a little two-pointer comes out, you know, a first-year buck doesn't have big antlers, and you're trophy hunting, you don't shoot him. You know, I'm small fry. I'm a little fish compared to all of you. They want to continue to let me yell and scream and act, you know, goofy, and that's how it looks, people that don't know what's going on. And they want you to just let them continue to build their grid. But you're the real target. And officers, you're the real target. I mean, they didn't go from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops, and now they want a million more for no reason. And yes, what you brought up is key. I actually have that here in the news. Feds to collect DNA from every person they arrest, and a stop is an arrest. The government planned to begin collecting DNA samples from everyone arrested by federal law enforcement, a move intended to prevent violent crime. Sure it is. Now, have you seen in Louisiana and Florida, they'll have a serial killer, so they'll just randomly set up checkpoints and demand DNA from all men? They're setting precedents, just like they're saying, hey, there's no Fourth Amendment, we're going to spy on everything you do now. They're setting precedents, a move intended to prevent violent crime, but which also was raising concerns about the privacy of innocent people. Using authority granted by Congress, the government also plans to collect DNA samples from foreigners who are detained, whether they have been charged or not. The DNA would be collected through a cheek swab. Now, in England, everyone stopped for speeding gets this done. But again, folks, these criminals for 35 years have been doing it at birth. Justice Department spokesman Eric Albin said Wednesday that would be a departure from current practice, which limits DNA collection to convicted felons. And then now with your DNA, they can frame you. That's the main reason. Expanding on DNA databases known as OCODISs, and see, now they thumbprint all the citizens to get driver's license or ID. See, we're all criminals. Raises civil liberties questions about the potential for misuse of such private information, such as family ties and genetic conditions. They're already doing it. Albin said the DNA collection would be subject to the same privacy laws applied to current DNA sampling, which means they can do whatever they want with it. Congress gave the department the authority to expand DNA collection in two different laws. There are dozens of federal law enforcement agencies ranging from FBI to Library of Congress Police. Federal government estimates it has about 140,000 arrests each year. No, no. They've got officers in most public schools. You think you're signing your kid up for a law enforcement class? It's a semester-long class on how to tattle on you, how to run checkpoints. I've got all the documents. It's in Police State 2, the takeover. I want to hear more, sir, about what they were saying about the DNA swabs. Stay with us.
is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Okay, let's go straight back to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, I'll quit interrupting and adding information. I just get so upset when I hear about it. But when I tell listeners there's a huge control grid, camps built, cops being prepared, brainwashing, federalization all over. I mean, I remember 10 years ago learning about federalized sheriff's deputies to brainwash kids in school. I mean, this is a total takeover. This is a military-industrial complex takeover. Tell me more about the officers you talked to, the sheriff's deputy you talked to, exactly what was in the news and what they're really doing.
Well, in the local newspaper is called the Commercial Appeal, and they've got a website, commercialappeal.com, where you can find this information. The other TV is WMCTV.com, so there's sources there. But the people I spoke to that are with the sheriff's department were telling me about what was going on, and one person is a friend of mine, got pulled over for a taillight out, and they ran him through the mill and they swabbed him. And also locally, they came out with
Stop. You have a friend. I'd like to talk to him. He needs to sue them. These crooks pulled him over and took his DNA.
You got it. And right now in Tennessee.
Oh, I know that in Denver and other places, and in Arizona, in Colorado and Arizona, they pull you over and stick needles in your arms. I mean, that was happening 6 years ago. Go ahead.
In Tennessee, if you're charged with a felony, not convicted, charged, they have a law now that requires them to take a DNA sample from you. This came out
yeah, but
after
this
the
was,
first of the year.
Sure, but this was pulled over for a taillight.
That's right. A misdemeanor, you know, a nothing. And they put it under the guise of they're looking for terrorists, Al-Qaeda. That's what they said. I mean, it was on the news.
And let me guess, your buddy's got, he's a white guy.
Yes, sir.
Well, you saw Fox News. There's all these white Al-Qaeda. They're everywhere. See how they got us trained that it was guys in turbans, and now they flipped it and said, we're all Al-Qaeda.
Well, here's another wrinkle to this now. The local used-to-be conservative talk shows, these people have gone mainstream government on us because I used to call in and had tons of respect. These people would have dialogue. Well, now they've called me the doomsday prophet because I'm basically citing facts that you're putting out. I've only listened to you now for 2 weeks. And things that I've seen that are, when you connect all the dots, you see the picture. It's like looking at a pixelization of a picture. Real close up, you can't see it, but when you stand back from a distance, it all makes sense.
And it's not pretty. What picture do you see?
Total corruption. Total corruption from within the system. And with our local government, they're hiring the felons. The local mayor promotes hiring felons within government.
Oh, yeah. Let me stop you again, and I'll hold you over if need be, Mike, in Tennessee. It was in the Austin American Statesman last week. I'm so conditioned to corruption, I didn't cover it. The headline, in fact, guys, Google this for me. It was something like, commissioners say give felons a second chance, and they've taken off the questionnaire, are you a felon in county government? Go ahead.
That's right, and I ran for office 2 years ago, and I actually won, but then I lost because of the tabulating machines, and I challenged the election. But I could prove, and it's in the appellate court now, but they're dragging their feet, I proved of corruption and fraud. It's MikeParsons.org is the website if you want to check it out. You can verify it, and I'm being targeted. I had a fellow come on our property and shoot and kill one of our dogs, friend of the county executive, the fellow I ran against, and instead of them arresting him, they charged me with 4 felonies last year, so I'm up to my eyeballs in dealing with the system of false prosecution. And instead of the
no, listen. The government ships in the drugs; they run it all, folks. We are in red level emergency. That we are on fire right now, and no, these guys are just running around stealing everything, laughing.
Everybody's so busy working, and they don't want to believe the government is corrupt. But individually, they take us out one by one. We're targeted and we're taken out. Collectively as a group, most people don't understand because they're so busy working. They need to tune in. They need to get involved with their neighbors. They need to find out what's going on, and they need to think.
I hear you, Mike. I appreciate your call. This sheriff deputy you talked to, was he upset about it, or was he thinking it was a great idea?
I don't want to allude to the sex or race of this person. I don't want to get into that because they're a friend and it's confidential. But what was your question again, real quick?
Well, were they saying, yeah, they're telling us they're getting ready for martial law, we're being federalized?
Yes, that was the statement. We're planning, we're preparing for martial law. Imminent, like soon.
And did they think it was a good idea?
Believe it or not, the one person I talked to didn't like it, but didn't have a problem with it. But then again, they've drank the Kool-Aid. This person believes it's okay if I want to have a permit and carry a gun, but they personally wouldn't, and they wouldn't defend themselves if they had it come to legal force, lethal force. If they, and we had a discussion long at length, but this person is a pacifist, and they just haven't come to grips with the reality.
And martial law is, I mean, did they say anything else about what they're being told?
It's just in the works. I don't have a specific date and time. But
no, I mean, I know it's in the works. It's in the PDD 51. It's in the Defense Authorization Act. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back live.
He's trying to find me.
This is a key point I want to make.
In the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile.
The point I want to make is this. I want you to listen very carefully.
As long as you don't try dragging my bed.
The things I'm talking about here on this radio show are not my opinion. The government is totally lawless and corrupt and violates the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and their own federal laws every way, every direction, whenever, however they want. Now, the entire attack profile, the entire grid they've been building in the name of anti-terror for decades is about mass suppression of the entire population. It is designed for mass roundups, mass arrest, mass detainments, mass physical attacks. It is designed for locking societies down in the classical martial law attack pattern. Okay, that's why they staged the attack, to get you focused on an outside enemy so they could get the shackles on you. They're like, Al-Qaeda has attacked. Here, let me put handcuffs on you. That way Al-Qaeda can't get you. Let me lock you up in here so you're safe. These are powerful people that have the control because they have an appetite for power. They're in control. They want to launch World War III. They want to attack a bunch of countries. They want to rule the world. They're based in London, the U.S., Israel, and a few other countries. They're very, very dangerous. They have nuclear weapons. They've brainwashed the police. God, they've been shipping the drugs in so long and putting innocent people in prison. They just do whatever they want, whenever they want. And everywhere, they're getting people ready for martial law. Thumb scanning to buy and sell. Because when they take your pension funds and your stock market, you're going to freak out. And during reorganization, where we're all going to have government jobs or we're going to have none, and I mean literally, very few jobs left that aren't government, there's going to be a lot of squealing and yelling and fighting. And they're getting ready for re-education. A lot of us will just be killed out of hand. I mean, I videotaped the Marines training to kill Americans years ago. And I get emails like, how dare you talk bad about the Marines? Well, I mean, my God, it's like, how dare I talk about the German military if I was a German? They were under Hitler. It's just, this is all about you, ladies and gentlemen. This is all about hurting you, and you're going to find out about it. By the way, there's no doubt Ahmadinejad is a globalist. You know, our government helped put the radical Muslims in power the first time when they overthrew the elected leader, Mohammad Mossadegh. Then the Shah got out of control, and the U.S., it's clear, flew in the Ayatollah Khomeini out of France, staged deals with him to hold the hostages. Ahmadinejad was involved. Not give them back. The U.S. gave them weapons and hundreds of millions. That's admitted, by the way. And he's just staging all this now. This is all staged. The real target is the Western world and the U.S. It's so fried. He's now come out and said the attack on 9/11 was 4 years ago and basically nobody died in the buildings. He's a total globalist. He said 2 weeks ago he wanted world government. And there's now magazine advertised. There's now modern advertisements in cop magazines. It says, become a modern-day stormtrooper. And it shows a guy in a total Darth Vader outfit. It's just all over, man. Just laugh, cops. Laugh, okay? Take your injections, drink your water, love the government. You're not getting away with this either. And, you know, I get really mad because my life's ruined. But my life is not ruined. You know, it's ruined when it comes to a lot of things, places I wanted to visit, things I wanted to do. But I'm glad I'm not a selfish piece of crap. I'm glad I'm totally committed to this fight, and I'm glad my name's on the list, and the top of the list. That's why I'm sitting here doing this radio show with excruciating back pain right now, because this is an important radio show, and I'm not going to shut up, and I'm never going to back down or give in. I just hope if they get me for a year or two in prison and torture me and cut out part of my brain and roll me out on TV to have me say horrible things, I just hope you know it's all staged, because, you know, they can take your mind away from you. And believe me, I know that. I just know the scum just keeps winning. But I want people who serve the system to know that you can laugh and lie and, you know, say evil isn't going on, but it is in the New York newspapers. They take foster kids and test pesticides on them until they die. And the White House did write memos and sign executive orders to the military saying torture children with pliers sexually, and they did rape children in front of their parents, and I want you to know that's who you work for and that's who you are. By going along with this and saying martial law is okay and it's okay to have the preachers paid for by the government. It's okay to have gun confiscations. I mean, the government's making its moves on us at every level. And I want you to know, you don't think there's a God, so you think it's all about your own selfish life. And, you know, I just want you to know it's all on you. The torture and the kids, the murder of a million Iraqis, the 500... The 50 million, excuse me, 52 million dead babies in this country. I have a Freudian slip and wish it was only 500,000. Just evil took over. The world got complex. People tuned out of how things worked or operated. The voting machines are all fraudulent. Everything's a big scam now. But we're still running people for office to expose how they are fraud. And just criminals run everything, and they got a bunch of useful idiots that work for them. But I just want you to know that's who you work for, ladies and gentlemen, when you work for the government, when you go along with all this. And now they're so arrogant, they put pictures of the Constitution being burned on the front of the paper. And then the grandson of LBJ, a top globalist planner, Philip Bobbitt, says, get rid of freedom. Get rid of all of it. And that's good. And you think that's good. You're all in a big fascist party outfit. You put on these Darth Vader outfits. You think you're cool. You're having eugenics carried out against you right now. And so you're going to wonder why your kids die of brain tumors, and you're going to wonder why you die so young or why your mama dies. Just know it's because you love evil. You love it so much you don't believe a word I say. Well, fine then. You just believe whatever you want. You know, I like to joke around on this show, and I like to have fun, and I like to be funny, and I like to go out and have fun, but I can't even enjoy anything now because all I know is there's pure evil running everything all around me. And I have to dedicate myself to fight these pieces of trash. And they just keep turning the heat up and turning the heat up and turning the heat up till the day they vaporize Chicago or Dallas or Austin with a nuke or release the bird flu and prance around being our saviors on TV. Why do you have to be so dumb out there? Why do you have to be so conned out there? Why do you always have to let evil win? The good news is a lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are getting involved. A lot of people know what's going on now. And a lot of people see through everything that's happening. I'm going to go to some final calls here. I got a bunch of news I didn't even get to. It's been how many days? The government wants to wrap its mind around your mind where they admit everything. Brain readers, scanners, face scanners, total control. None of it even is real. They just make up whatever stuff they want. But somebody's got to tell it like it is. Somebody's got to tell the truth. Somebody's got to have the courage to stand up against these people and admit really how bad it is. I mean, these are evil people that are in control. And evil isn't cute and isn't funny, like I've said many times. You know, the image of the devil is a hot brunette or blonde with little horns and a tail. You know, that rockabilly image. That isn't the devil. That's the piece of cheese on the mousetrap. And you're the mouse. The piece of cheese is the devil girl. The piece of cheese is the devil tats and the fancy motorcycle and acting tough at the bar. The piece of cheese is not caring about anybody but yourself and thinking you get ahead. And you've taken the piece of cheese. That's poison. And when a lot of you cops are old men and women, the few of you that live to be that old, I want you to remember who did it to you. And I want you to remember I was right about everything. And I want you to look in the mirror and realize you're a piece of crap. I want you to look in that mirror after your child dies of the cancer viruses they implanted him with. I wish you wouldn't kill your kid, but you're not going to listen. And I want you to remember you were a part of it. You thought you'd get away with taking innocent people to jail. You thought you'd get away with screwing people. You thought you'd get away with torturing people. You thought you'd get away with violating the First Amendment. You thought you'd get away with flushing this country down the toilet because you're the authority, you're the boss. You're going to find out you're nothing. And those little scientists in those government laboratories, they run everything, and they have already given you your death. Tell you about a couple sponsors. And then I'm going to take a few calls before we end this hour. Yeah, facing reality's tough, isn't it? Being a little kid doesn't matter anymore, does it? Being an adult who acts like a 5-year-old doesn't matter anymore. All the stuff that matters so much to you doesn't matter anymore. When you realize we got a bunch of psychos running everything and a bunch of idiots that are on power trips serving them who have no idea what they're part of, no idea what you're dealing with. Well, I do, and I know what I'm going up against. And I know they never forgive, never forget. A lot of other people in this Patriot movement think it's like some social club or some, you know, some popularity contest. This is life and death. This is the New World Order. This is the killer of billions who plan to kill billions more. This is the wrecker of civilizations. This is the genocide machine. This is the UN that goes into Africa and kills 800,000 Rwandans in 2 weeks with machetes. This is playing for keeps. This is cancer. This is death. This is dead bodies and the stench of them. That's your devil. That's your evil. That's your selfishness. That's where it leads. That's where it turns into. All right. E-Foods Direct makes this show possible. They'll be on with us tomorrow in the middle of the show for a 15-minute interview with a lot of announcements about what's happening with food supplies. And E-Foods Direct is a great storable foods company, and I believe in them, and I think they've got great products. High-quality, storable, freeze-dried food that'll last you a long time. So when they set off a nuke or release bird flu, if they do that or whether it's a depression, they're not gearing all this up for nothing, and we all know that. Whatever the case may be, you won't have to be in the first wave that goes down to the sports stadium so they can poison you there. Of course, the dumbass cops won't know that when they take you down to the stadium, when the helicopter flies over to spray them too. At least you won't have to go to their facilities. That's a reason. They love to use food on you as a weapon, as Henry Kissinger and State Department memorandum and all the rest of it says. E-Foods Direct, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com, big fat banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Then we got Interfood, nice Texas company. Patriots, good guys. They're also based in Colorado and Texas. High quality, good raw food, so you absorb it all. Really great stuff. Go to Infowars.com, link through on the website, on the link right there. And you can link through it, Interfood, right there on the website. And get 10% off when you order there. Or give them a call at 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238 or interfood.com really is a great product. Another product is New Vitality. New Vitality is a big, long-operating, well-respected vitamin mineral supplement company. We got a big link on Infowars.com to the New Vitality website. Be sure and go check all that out. Or you can also give New Vitality a call for their Aloe Ease body cleanse that flushes out your guts from all the horrible stuff we've been eating. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Aloe vera really is amazing. They also have a combination of well-known herbs for your prostate. Super Beta Prostate, 1-800-569-4056. And even if my neck's got a big, bad sprain right now, I'm going to do the fourth hour, and I'm going to have Jason Burmes here in studio. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to take your phone calls of the Hair Lips the Admiral. And the number to call in the fourth hour until next Monday when we're on the network is 512-646-5400. 512-646-5400. But I'm going to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take four or five calls we got on hold. And we're going to get to you because you've been holding patiently. And then I got all these articles about governments, local governments, cops hiring felons now. So they make you all felons, and then they hire you. Every sign of a criminal society going down the tubes. So we'll break that down for you coming up as well, and I keep promising to get to this other article. The government's trying to wrap its mind around yours. We'll do that, too. We'll tell you about all the DNA databases, the rest of it. We'll talk about that first with Burmese, then we'll get into some of the things he's working on and why he's down here with us in town. I want to tell you, if you want to finance what we're doing here, you ought to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. PrisonPlanet.tv is only 15 cents a day, and you get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports in studio, and the fourth hour of the radio show with the video cams on us, the guest cam, the document cam, and then we upload high-quality versions. Well, I guess it's in the streaming format. It's pretty good quality for PrisonPlanet.tv members to watch it or download it when you want, how you want. And we have added downloading, not just streaming, to the retransmission of it because you asked for it. All right, so that's coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll start that fourth hour at InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
You can't make this up. The Globe and Mail, one of the biggest papers in Canada, headline, Canadian cops taser transit riders for not paying fares. It says, according to police owned documents, that is punishment for not paying. See, it's they can't shoot you yet. Soon they will. It's an image of people being shot for asking questions they shouldn't. It doesn't matter. They're going to get you too, cops. Don't worry. In the end, you punish yourselves. Don't worry. I actually feel sorry for you. Who's up first here out of all these callers? AJ in Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you very much, Alice, for having me.
Thank you.
I actually wanted to address Thank a Marine handle. I can't stand it. I'm a Marine. I've been a Marine for 8 years. And I can't stand when people thank me. I know they mean well, but, you know, that's not what we're doing anymore. We're not providing freedom. And it gets really irritating, especially when people get self-righteous like that. Well, you know, you should be grateful for what I'm doing for you.
Well, the government talks about freedom all day. All they're doing is butchering all of it while leaving the borders wide open and attacking the citizenry.
Exactly, exactly. And it's very frustrating. But I just want you to know that you have people like myself that you have on the inside, if you will. It was actually another Marine that introduced me to your website, to the 9/11 Truth Movement. I went door-to-door canvassing for Ron Paul when I was over here in Virginia. I'm actually an Austin resident.
Good job. No, I know most, that's what I said earlier, most of the troops are actually know what's going on. That's why the globalists are going to have a problem. Now, cops have been dealing with the citizens so much that they've been trained to not like us on average. So most of them, from the studies I've seen, there have been studies done by the government, will do whatever they're told. I mean, down to lining families up and shooting them. And I'm not kidding. They train them to do it. Anything else?
Actually, I also want to address something I heard a while back, and I remember you addressing this. The Marines are doing the cadence about, you know, sprinkle the candy in the playground, let the children gather around. I mean, I've heard that cadence before, and it always bothered me, especially when I was a young private. But anyway, we're squashing that kind of stuff, and I'm sure it still goes on in some units, but last time I heard that was about a year and a half ago. We were doing a run, and the guy that we called out began that cadence in the first sentence. Like a bunch of NCOs, and putting myself included, were like, "Oh, stop! You know, we're not about that." That was, I don't know where that originated from.
The feds. It was introduced by the higher up Marines 6 years ago. We covered it on air. It was in a Counterpunch article and several others. The government went from kill a commie for mommy, and then they switched it over to, you know, kill children. And they're trying to turn you into demons. And I hope you resist it.
Absolutely. You got people like me. A few friends of mine, they're part of the Patriot Movement. We haven't forgot our oath. We know that our oath isn't to the country or anything. It's to the Constitution. So you have constitutionalists like myself on the that continue to serve so we can make a difference when the time comes. So we're not confiscating your guns and everything because I believe definitely in Second Amendment rights. So thank you very much for all the hard work you're doing, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you. Judy, Josh, Alex, Mike, Casey, here's the number. You will go to the head of the line, 512-646-5400. Call it right now. We will start the show with Burmese in studio and go directly to your calls. Then after we take those oldest calls, we'll go into what Burmese is doing and some news. Then back to your calls at 512-646-5400. And we'll open those up, and I want to give Judy, Josh, Alex, or is it Julie, and Mike and KC preference front of the line first, because they've been holding the longest. Fourth hour right now. Next week, you won't have to get offline because we're going to be doing it from the network, but we'll also have this phone system, too, for part of the show, so you can call in both ways, either to my studio in Austin or to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Jason Burmese in studio after this quick intro as we start the fourth hour. A lot of key info Burmese is going to be talking about. Give you a sneak peek on some things we're going to be working on in the future. So interesting info there. The only way to listen to this fourth hour is the audio streams at InfoWars.com. Next week, it'll be on the AM and FM dial. So come over to InfoWars, click on the streams right now, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and watch there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century with its ruthless spirit.